Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in just a moment, we're going to go to the White House and we're going to hear our president focusing on Made in America, celebrating our local businesses and people that make products all over our country. But before we go to the break, we'll take a quick look at what we're going to be seeing after the break. Take a look.
It's Made in America right here at the White House. We have all sorts of beautiful equipment and other items on the lawn, in the Rose Garden, all over the place. Made in America, it's the best.
This is so exciting. Back, man, is this not exciting to see?
Very encouraging.
First, it's interesting to see how, of course, how God has made our body and that,
oh, yeah.
You know, we're made in the image and the likeness of God. And you're seeing how God, even in our structure, had in mind Christ was crucified before the foundations of the earth. Before
Beautiful.
He even formed Adam, he had us in mind and how he was going to pay the price for us with his own son.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And he said, we decided to make man in our own image. Jesus was with the Father before the beginning of time. And how, you know, Jesus was willing to, he said, I look forward to have this moment when he get with us. I'm just excited about the Lord.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
And what he's done. And that, but I'm also excited about the very fact that we're celebrating American business again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a dark mindset over the last 8 years about, you know,
you couldn't bring America up.
You couldn't
apologize. To bring America up would be a bad thing.
Yeah, you had to apologize if you actually had a wife and kids. You had to apologize if you loved America, if you loved the Constitution.
You really had to apologize,
if you thought highly of the founding fathers, you know, George Washington and the different ones that are there. And it was amazing how they were trying to rewrite all of our history. But God has given a pause in all that and given us a president who believes in the country.
Yeah.
And now he is focusing on what's made in America. Because a lot of people don't realize what's made here and what's not. And he's focused on this. Remember, we're going to go to the White House now and watch our president and our vice president celebrate your neighbor's business, maybe your business, and the different businesses that's made, the products that are made in America. It's exciting. Let's go to the White House now.
Well, good afternoon. Members of the cabinet, distinguished members of Congress, and all these incredible representatives of American businesses from all 50 states, and our honored guests, on behalf of the President and the First Family, welcome to the White House. And thanks to the leadership of a president who believes in American manufacturing, welcome to Made in America Week. Here in our nation's capital. You know, it's the greatest privilege of my life to serve as vice president to a president who always puts America first and puts American manufacturing first. Our president knows that America is a nation of dreamers and doers, a nation of producers and growers and makers. And since the very first day of this administration, we've taken decisive action to promote and protect what he calls those three beautiful words, Made in America. In fact, this president has signed more laws slashing through federal red tape than any president in American history. Under President Trump's leadership, we've been fighting for trade that's both free and fair so that American businesses and American workers can compete and win with companies anywhere in the world. In fact, as we were just talking down the hallway, just last month, thanks to the president's leadership, American beef is now being shipped to China for the first time in 13 years. We've been unleashing American-made energy, rolling back the Clean Power Plan, approving the Keystone and Dakota pipelines, and when he did so, President Trump took executive action to make sure that new pipelines in America would be built by American workers using American steel. Thanks to the president's leadership, American manufacturers haven't been this optimistic in more than two decades, and the confidence of American farmers is soaring to near record levels. And they're going to continue to fight every single day to ensure that our country continues to make the best machines, grow the best food, and design the best technology in the world. Because President Donald Trump knows that made in America will make America great again. So, with gratitude for his leadership and admiration for his unwavering confidence in the boundless capacity of the American people, it is now my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to all of you the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump.
Thank you, Mike. And you know, Mike, it is true that as I walked through the halls, we saw so many great companies. But the gentleman who was in charge of Omaha Beef, they do beef, he hugged me. He wanted to kiss me so badly because he said, our business is a whole different business now because you got China approved. The other administrations couldn't even come close. And I told him, you know how long it took? One sentence. I said, President Xi, we'd love to sell beef back in China again. He said, you can do that. That was the end of that, right? Sonny, the great Sonny Perdue. So we're very happy, but we're here today to celebrate American manufacturing and to showcase the amazing products from all 50 states made in the USA. Remember in the old days, they used to have made in the USA, made in America, but made in the USA. We're going to start doing that again. We're going to put that brand on our product because it means it's the best. In just a few months and moments, I will say what we've done over a short period of time and what we're going to be doing over the next 6 months will be incredible. We've signed more bills, and I'm talking about through the legislature, than any president ever. For a while, Harry Truman had us. And now I think we have everybody, Mike. I better say think, otherwise they'll give me a Pinocchio. And I don't like those. I don't like Pinocchios. In just a few moments, I'll be signing a presidential proclamation to launch Made in America Week and to make today Made in America Day. We are thrilled to be joined today by so many incredible members of my cabinet. Every member of my administration shares the same goal, to provide a level playing field for American workers and for American industry. And we are providing it much faster than other countries would like. So it's been really a pleasure. We want to build, create, and grow more products in our country using American labor, American goods, and American grit. When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA. In the audience today, we have skilled workers, we have business leaders whose American-made goods we're proudly displaying all over the White House and outside. I saw fire engines, I saw tractors from Caterpillar, I saw some incredible machinery. Make it right here. We thank you for being here. We're honored to showcase your creations. And I will say they've really taken on, and some of you have built names that I know of for so long, and it's congratulations, right? You in particular, what a great job you've done. Thank you very much. And I saw you on television this morning. You were fantastic. I don't know what you're doing exactly, but you could always have a second career. You did a great job. Thank you very much. American workers, farmers, and innovators are really the best in the world. We know that, and what we're doing that is we're displaying those talents. You construct and harvest the products that fill our homes, feed our families and defend our nation and enrich our lives. I want to make a pledge to each and every one of you. No longer are we going to allow other countries to break the rules, steal our jobs, and drain our wealth. And it has been drained. It has been drained. You're going to see a lot of things happening over the next 6 months, you know, statutorily and through a lot of different legal, through the legal process. It takes a while to get it set so that you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. But we've now mostly fulfilled all of that. And over the next short period of time, you're going to see things announced that you won't even believe for our country and for selling product in our country and making product in our country and things that are great for American jobs. You're going to be seeing that happening really quickly, because we are totally set up. And the hard part now is done. It is a long, horrible process, but we're going to also get rid of some of that process for the future. But we're going to stand up for our companies and maybe most importantly for our workers. For decades, Washington has allowed other nations to wipe out millions of American jobs through unfair trade practices. Wait till you see what's up for you. You are going to be so happy. This painful exodus of American jobs, and I've been talking about it for years, was also marked by a period of sluggish growth, falling incomes, surging welfare, and shrinking participation in the workforce. Clearly, it's time for a new policy, one defined by two simple rules. We will buy American, and we will hire American. Right, Governor? My administration is removing the burdens and regulations on your companies so that you can compete, thrive, and grow. How many of you have noticed this so far? Because it's a big, big difference, right? That's a big, big difference. The people are coming up to me, they can't even believe it. We took the farmers' land away. We took the home builders' land away. They have their land back now, and they're building homes, and they're farming their farms, and it's a beautiful thing to see, and they're so thankful. So a lot of those regulations have been taken off. The rest are coming off. And by the way, we will have better protection than we've ever had. But we'll also have something where you don't have to wait 15 years for a permit. And then when you go to the board, you lose. And that's a big portion of your life wiped out waiting for a permit. We're not going to let that happen. But for our nation to really prosper, we must lower the tax on business, one of the highest in the world, and we must repeal job-killing Obamacare. We have to do that. And I can tell you, we hope John McCain gets better very soon, because we miss him. He's a crusty voice in Washington. Plus, we need his vote. And he'll be back. And he will be back sooner than somebody else would be back. He'll be back soon. But we need that vote, and we need a number of votes, because we do have to repeal Obamacare. And we will end up replacing it with something that is going to be outstanding, far, far better than failing Obamacare, where premiums have gone up in some cases over 200% this year, where your every single element of it is bad. And the insurance companies, by the way, are fleeing. So people have, some states you have no insurance companies. And we have some governors here, and we have senators here, and we have congressmen here, and women. And I will tell you, it's a very, very hard time they're having with the Obamacare situation. So we're going to get that done, and I think we're going to surprise a lot of people, but they're pushing very hard. The Republican senators are great people, but they have a lot of different states. Some states need this, some states need that, but we're getting it together, and it's going to happen. Right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
I think. And when it does happen, that will be a big day in America, believe me, big day in America. But we must also fight the unfair trade practices that have gutted our industry, and that includes cracking down on the predatory online sales of foreign goods, which is absolutely killing our shoppers and our shopping centers. If you look at what's going on with shopping centers and stores and jobs in stores, it's been very, very tough for them. They've had a very hard time closing at numbers and records that have never been seen before. So we have to stop that, the online predatory practices. Since the beginning of the year, we have already created over 50,000 brand new manufacturing jobs, and we're just getting started. We will lift our citizens from welfare to work. We will turn boarded-up communities into new outposts of American commerce. And we will once again rediscover our heritage as a manufacturing nation. We used to be a manufacturing nation. Not so much anymore, but I will tell you, you look at Michigan, you look at some states that have really moved. You know, in Pennsylvania, 2 weeks ago, they opened a mine, the first mine that was opened in decades, opened a mine. And you know all the people that were saying the mining jobs? Well, we picked up 45,000 mining jobs in a very short period of time. And everybody was saying, well, you won't get any mining jobs. Picked up 45,000 mining jobs, and the miners are very happy with Trump and with Pence, and we're very proud of that. But that's just the beginning. We have jobs coming from all over. Restoring American manufacturing will not only restore our wealth, it will restore our pride and pride in ourselves. It will revitalize our independence, and it will rebuild the bonds of kinship between our communities and our citizens, which has been lagging, wouldn't you say? For most of our nation's history, American we see this, American presidents have understood that in order to protect our economy and our security, we must protect our industry. And much of that comes at the border. George Washington encouraged Americans to produce their own goods so that our young nation could become truly independent. President James Garfield said of our nation's manufacturers that to them, the country owes the splendor of the position it holds before the world, meaning protect us. Theodore Roosevelt declared in his first message to Congress that reciprocity, my favorite word, reciprocity, because we have countries that charge us 100% tax on a product. And when that product is sold by them to us, we brilliantly charge them nothing. And people say, oh, that's free trade. No, that's stupid trade. That's really stupid trade. It's incredible. You'll actually have people, no, we can't do that. That's free trade. It's just, that's so incredible. But what are you going to Oh, what happens in Washington, you just wouldn't believe the things. But reciprocity must be treated as the handmaiden of protection. And William McKinley proclaimed that we ought to take care of our own nation and her industries first. We have to look at our nation first for a change. We've been looking the other way for a long, long time. And if you look at what's going on and the success of other nations, even in Europe, you look at some of those countries, one in particular, it's not fair to the United States. And that's why I'm here. And I believe it's one of the primary reasons you elected me and Mike. I mean, that's why we're here. And I think you're going to see a big, big, I know you're going to see one of the great differences. And you're already seeing it, but it's going to get more so and more so. And we're going to end up having a level playing field. I don't want to say any more than a level. But if the playing field was slanted like a little bit toward us, I'd accept that also. Okay? So once again, we will celebrate craftsmen, producers, innovators like the incredible men and women in this room today. We will protect our workers, promote our industry, and be proud of our history because we will put America first. America will be first again. We will make America great again. Remember that. And we'll meet in this same room in a year and in 2 years, and you'll see what happened. Thank you all for being here. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
companies. So this is being signed in honor of Made in America Day and Made in America Week. And soon we're going to have Made in America Decades. We're going to have a lot of tremendous success, and it's already just starting to kick in. You see it with the job numbers. You see it with the stock market, which hit an all-time high every day for quite a while now. You see it with so many other things. And most importantly, perhaps, you see it with the manufacturers. Their level of enthusiasm is greater now than at any time since they've been taking this type of poll, and I believe it's 28 years old. So people are enthused. Are you all enthused?
Absolutely.
Thank you all for being here. So who gets this now? Who should get this, huh? Who's the greatest?
My wife.
Who has the most jobs in the group?
In the most jobs? Oh, yeah, behind
you. Good. Isn't that nice? Wow. Thank you, everybody.
That's so exciting when you're seeing your businesses, the businesses in your community, in your state, in your region, being celebrated. I mean, it's just a whole new world, right?
Optimism, you know, being optimistic. Yeah. This is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really is, man. It's just exciting because, you know, America has not been celebrated. I think about what Ronald Reagan did when he was in office, and they rebuilt the Statue of Liberty. Who was the singer that came out and sang God Bless America? She was a Christian singer. Sandy Patty came out and just loosed those awesome songs. And it was like, proud to be an American again.
There
you know?
Are many
Lee Greenwood.
People around the world that are rooting for America.
Yes.
And they need America to
succeed. And much of the church is rooting. As a matter of fact, I know some of our brothers and sisters in China were praying for America because if America went dark, it would affect the entire world. And so we're seeing things turn in a positive way.
Most of the missionaries all over the world have come from America.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, yes. Yes. Definitely funding and those things taking place. So this is very exciting. We're very encouraged. It reminds me of VFN Kingdom Business. If you hadn't checked that out yet, you know, we were focusing on impacting these seven mountains, and business is one of them. You can find out more at vfnkb.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.